Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Max Harding, and I am joined by Rory Haggart, Hexit 4. I haven't got his human presence. I've got the virtual presence of Rory. But we are going to create another rating list. Today's list is on The Big Bang Theory, and may I add to that, this is my favourite series of all time. It would be my favourite film if it was a film, and it would be my favourite book if it was a book. Worst to best, Rory's opinion. But before we begin, I've got to say my apologies if the connection is not that great or it craps out. Excuse my French. But yes, as in you've heard of the coronavirus and everything, but it doesn't stop the ratings list. So, Rory, how was your day?
My day's actually been right, a bit boring, but I watched Torchwood, so made it better.
Right, fair enough. You might remember, Rory, as the second episode, Doctor Who. I forgot to mention that. But he is back on. Rory, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited, nervous, and intrigued to see where this could go.
All right. Well, I guess there's only one thing to do now. Start your list of the best series in the world.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
So my list is on the characters.
I forgot to mention that. He's doing the characters. So not seeing people like Stuart and Bert. He's doing the main for
Seven.
Yeah. I forgot the word then. Seven characters. Alright, so Roy, who's coming in at number seven? Your worst, least funniest.
Well, I mean, I like all of the characters. They all add something, they all bring something, they're all funny, they're all brilliant.
100% agree.
So this was hard. But I put Raj at my number seven spot.
You put Raj? Now, the foreign Indian.
Now, the reason he's at number seven is because, yes, he could be hilarious. Sometimes he could make you upset. He could make you angry. And it's just what you need in the character. He's good, but he's not good, if you can understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, I see what you mean. As in, he's not as good as the other characters. As in, he's funny, but he's more like... As in, you've got, like... The other ones are funny, but he has to do something big to be funny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so like when they all dress up as the Justice League and he comes as Aquaman, that was something big. It was funny.
Mm.
So
he's a bit more immature where's Aquaman poop, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. He is a bit more immature. The thing is, all these characters are so different in ways.
Mm.
You can't say, he's funniest, because they all are funny.
Yeah, just in different ways.
But, yeah.
Completely agree. Completely agree. But, I really like Raj as a character. I mean, they all bring something, and it's not necessarily he's bad and not funny. He's very funny, extremely funny, if you want to go to... But in terms of the other characters, if you did like a laugh count, I'd say you'd probably do the other characters more. Because I'd say his funny moments are more spread out, whereas the others are like sentences, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Who's coming in at number six? Unless we've got anything else to add about Raj.
Nope, I don't have anything else to add.
Alright.
So coming in at number six is Bernadette. Yeah, I know she's a fan favourite. She can be funny, but sometimes you have to push it, just like Raj. Like sometimes she would get a bit boring. You would not like. You could be like, yeah, she's gonna do that. Well, Raj may be unpredictable and odd. Well, when it's Bernadette, she's the one character. Well, everyone has different personalities, characters, even though they were that one person, they had different characters coming out of them. But Bernadette, she was just plain old Bernadette. You could tell what she's going to joke about. You can just...
Okay, I'm a bit hesitant on this one. I love Bernadette as a character, and I'd probably put her a bit higher on this list if I'm truly honest. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. But at the same time, it's just things like, and I think Rory's disconnected. Alexa, call Rory.
Did you mean Rory?
Yes, Rory, I said that.
Last time you chose Rory's phone. Shall I call there again?
I shall, yes. It's actually a he, but okay.
Calling Rory's mobile.
Right, there we go. Bear with me for a sec. Oh, this is fun. I am just watching my Alexa go green. Rory?
Yeah, hello.
Well, you failed, but not failed, not you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you failed as a person. No, I'm joking. You failed, the call failed. But you are back live on the you're back on the ratings list.
Yeah. Right. Very sorry about that. Some unexpected technical difficulties. But even that's not going to stop the rating list. So, as I was saying with Bernadette, you could just tell where she was going. It would be funny, like, to say if Howard sang a song, that was him being funny, and then she was projecting that a bit more, so she would be building her character on other people, so without the other people, there would be no Bernadette.
That's a good point, actually. That's a really interesting point to make. She definitely needs the other words from other people to extend on that humour, if you know. I see what you're saying, actually. I mean... I'd put her high up on the list, but again, I actually really see that point. I like that point you made.
Yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't say that, but she's more of an echo of other characters. When they say something, she adds on it. Yeah, it could bring a laugh, but it may not.
All right.
So I think that's been it all over there. Now, my next character will get a lot of hate for putting them here on the list. Would you agree, Max?
I would. I definitely I disagree with this placement here. But?
Yeah. So, coming in at number five. Yep, number five. Is Amy Farrah Fowler.
Amy Farrah Fowler.
She is like Bernadette in a way, but she has no character. She has that sad, lonely child who comes out of her shell, and then everyone loves her, and she's a great character, unlike the others. I mean, they're all great characters, but she's better than Bernadette and Raj combined. So she is a great character. I if there was a spin-off of Young Amy or something, I would watch it because Amy is one of the funny characters. But the thing is, the problem I have with her is that she's more new to the show, so she wasn't straight added, so we didn't have time to, you know, get to know her before she joined in. She was just there out of the blue.
Yeah, but same with Bernadette.
Yeah, but that's why Bernadette's lower as well. That they just came out of the blue. Like, the writers were like, oh, this sitcom needs more people. So let's just add Amy, who's relatable to Sheldon. The thing is, they changed their character so much from when they first met her. Because when they all first met her, she was this awkward person. And then she was still awkward, but, like, She used to avoid eye contact. She used to be weird. And then she just became this person that wasn't the original Amy. And
yeah, I see
it was
saying.
New. So, yeah.
Oh, to be fair, all the characters in the Big Bang Theory hit a huge change, if you know what I mean. As in, I mean...
Yeah.
Huge change. But they all changed.
I think she went through one of the biggest changes.
Yeah, definitely.
But not the biggest change. She went through one of them, but not the biggest change.
Yeah, I definitely agree with she's changed so much. At the start, she'd be like, hey, bestie, blah, blah, blah. But now she'd just be like, still weird, but not as weird and more like funny, if you know what I mean. As in, she'd be funny on purposely, whereas being funny, as in being mean sort of funny, if that makes sense. As in how she'd always over compliment Penny and then say, and her less beautiful friend Bernadette. Sort of thing. Or she'd be like...
Yeah.
She'd try and be... she gave Penny a $3,000 gift. Whereas Bernadette... I mean, it was a really bad gift. It's funny. But whereas Bernadette didn't get anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Amy and Bernadette are kind of echoes. Without the other characters, they would be...
Well, if Sheldon wasn't in it, and if Howard wasn't in it, Bernadette and Amy couldn't be in it. However, I do think they all... This wouldn't be a show without... I definitely think I need Amy and Bernadette, and I definitely think it got really good. Because in it, the whole point of this is these are idiots, in a way. Not idiots, they're really geniuses. But they... Not geniuses at finding love and sort of thing. But they find these people who they never thought they'd find. And it was like they'd sort of completed their mission, if you know what I mean. Like, and then it was showing them with their mission. It's like, say, you got back to base with a, say if you're playing, let's think of a game. Say if you got Rocket League, it's not a good enough game. Say if you got, I'm trying to think of something here. Do you know, like, what's a game that has missions in it? Titanfall. There you go. Say when you get the robot, you get him home, and then so that's your mission. And then it's you responding to this robot, and then it's like you're joint with this robot, and it's taking you on the next missions with it, if that makes sense. So they complete a mission of getting girls, and getting girlfriends, and now they're trying to just continue this path with these new girlfriends, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's kind of all the point I have for Amy. She's just... Yeah, Amy.
Mm, yeah,
okay, next
definitely think she's so funny.
The number four spot that some people might agree on, some people will probably not. But Max, do you agree with this spot? At number four?
Sort of, but then I'd probably put a bit low on this list. I'd probably put Amy and Bernadette above this person. Mm. And maybe what? I don't know. Yeah. I definitely think this person has to be in it, but at the same time, this person's in it to make the story, not the necessarily funniest parts. I'm just giving that away because they're saying she. Yes, it's Penny, but sorry.
Yeah, Penny.
Yeah, it's Penny, but she isn't necessarily. She's more in it for the storyline, whereas Amy Bernadette are more in it for fun. As in for funny reasons and funny purposes.
Yeah, but since with Amy and Bernadette, we didn't have time to get to know them. They were just thrown in. Mm. While Penny was the third character that we... No, not the third character, probably the character we still...
No, it is a third character.
So the first character was... Leonard. Then it was some background nurse. Then it was that weird nurse with the crossword. And then it was Penny.
Yeah, but basically.
Yeah, so awesome. Penny was a good character because we got to see her whole backstory.
Yeah.
We got to understand how she was going through breakups. we watched the Cheesecake Factory, which I feel bad for because she worked there for 12 years.
Mm.
We saw her be fired. We saw her, all her emotions. And with Bernadette and Amy, we didn't really see many emotions. And just Penny just showed more to her role than they did.
I sort of agree with that. I see what you mean. But then again, they more like say it. I'd say Penny don't really under. She's more mysterious than Bernadette and Amy, as in because Amy, you can sort of tell that she's a bit of a sad sack, if you know what I mean, and that she's like always the one who gets left out, if you know what I mean. Because all the episodes just tell it, if like the way she is.
But the thing with Penny is that like you look at her and you're like, yeah, she's the one that would have sex at the weekends with anyone, and
let's keep this PG.
That was brunch, by the way. You just when you think of the gang, you almost exclude Amy and Bernadette. You put Sheldon, Howard, Leonard, Penny, and Ross, because they were the originals.
Yeah, I see that.
And I put Penny higher because she was one of the originals, and you can't have the show without the originals. And she did bring some funny lines.
Fair enough. I think I see that. But I don't think that takes anything away from how funny she is. I reckon she is just, she's so, I don't know, there's something about her, she just, like, when she's just, in a way, she hasn't got the autism that Sheldon has, but
as her. The thing is, Max, okay, listen, I may get angry at you for saying that Sheldon has autism, because he may have it, the writers haven't said that he does, they just said he's Sheldon. So,
yeah, but as in,
I do see your point.
Says things and she knows it's going to be hurtful, but she still says it, if you know what I mean. Or, everybody's going to be like, what the hell, what are you saying that? Because, when she says, when she gets to be the bridesmaid of, what's it called? The, Howard and Bernadette's wedding, she, what's it called? She goes, and I just want to say thank you for let me be the bridesmaid, and I'll totally do it again for Bernadette when this marriage craps out. And it's a bit like, what are you thinking here? She knows it's going to be offendful, but she says it anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I also want to add some little facts for you. In the original draft, Penny was supposed to be a tough street girl that would be up bullies, but how different the characters were.
I know. That was in Lenny, Kenny and Penny. No, that was in Kenny. No, Lenny, Kenny. No, why am I saying that? That was in Lenny, Penny and Kenny.
If people didn't know, that is the original pilot.
Yeah.
Let's move on to my number three spot.
Who is in your number three spot?
Okay, come on. It's Leonard.
Leonard. Again, I'd probably put him back down on this list in terms of funniness.
Yeah, he's funny. He's iconic. You would think of him. He's the most iconic duo. And then Penny and Amy, and then Bernadette's just created because they were much fun of that. Anyway, he's funny, he can be hilarious, he's just a really overall character. You need one of those overall characters that are funny, smart, he's actually sometimes sarcastic, and he's that character. He's the, let's say, Charles Boyle to Jake. I'm using a Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference there.
He's not Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He's a sidekick to Sheldon. So he's here because sidekicks can be cool, but he's not that cool.
I mean, none of them are cool, if you want to say.
So, the reason is because I just think the characters in this above are just far better than Leonard in a sense of comedy, character development, emotions. Yeah, he may get angry, but he gets angry all the time. He's always, most episodes, the same if Sheldon and Leonard fall out, you can see them in the, like, in the next 10 minutes getting back together somehow. And sometimes you can just be a bit predictable. Wild at top two. Wild and eccentric. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'd probably put Amy above Leonard, and I'd probably put Bernadette above Leonard. I definitely put Penny below Leonard, and maybe Rod, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do with Rod, because he's funny, but then at the same time he's immature, and he's just a bit, like, predictable. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
I
feel so bad for him having to put up with Sheldon all the time, being crazy. His mother had him tested. Did you hear that amazing Big Bang Theory quip?
Okay, I'm ready to move to the next chapter.
Alright, who's coming in at number two then?
Number two is... Might kind of disagree with this, just because this person is Max's favourite, and it's Engineer from the Wallow Wizard, the funny guy. When you go with Tracy Penny of Sam.
Alright, you're glitching up a bit here. So
what?
You're glitching up a bit here.
Oh.
But we'll try and continue. Okay, I might have to repeat some of the things he says if I find it a bit too glitchy. Okay. But he said so Howard. He said Howard.
Yeah, I said Howard.
Yeah.
So Howard's the funny guy in anything with Big Bang Theory. He's hilarious. He's bringing gags. He's always making jokes about the other members. He's just brilliant. And he's musically talented, which I like in a character. Yeah, he's awesome. He's got a character that's always hilarious. Even if he makes a bad joke, you still end up laughing at it. He's the character that just everyone loves.
Yeah, I put him as funniest. I put him as top. It's just something about him. He's just, he's like, every time I think of Howard, I always think of one of his funny moments. It just makes me laugh. I'm in class or something. I'm just thinking of Big Bang Theory, and I have to come to Howard. I just laugh. It's that's how good he is, and he works so well with, Simon Helberg works so well with Melissa Roach, Bernadette, and it's got some, like, chemistry off stage, obviously, and on stage, because it's so funny.
Yeah, it's chemistry, even though he's an engineer and she's a biologist. Just a little joke for you people, and yeah, you can see I'm not the funny one. Cool. Well, I think everyone can guess who's coming in first.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't guessed already, I don't know how you haven't been watching. It's not Big Bang Theory.
Stuart. I'm joking. It's Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Get out of here. It's Stuart. Sheldon.
Stuart's hilarious.
When I think of Big Bang Theory, I immediately think of the Flash symbol. And then Sheldon's t-shirt. And then him.
Or the number 70, he's just, 73.
He's hilarious, especially in the Einstein approximation.
You're glitching out a bit again. When Leonard dies into the bullpen, and he's like, oh, Sheldon, I'm going to get you out. And he dives into the bullpen, and he's like, oh, yeah, the bullpen. And I'm wearing my bazinga for this, which shows how much I love Sheldon. He's my go-to character. I like
Young Sheldon, the show, but not more the Big Bang Theory. It's just like, these spin-offs are not as good as the... But Sheldon, if they make books about Sheldon, I'd buy them. If they made a movie about Sheldon, I would be the first one to get to the movie.
He is just funny.
Yeah, he's the best. He's amazing. He's brilliant.
What about when... he drinks the wrong to alcohol and he goes on stage because
he wins a, when he's on the periodic table and he goes, all the aging. Yeah. And pretty PG again, right? Or he goes, how does the chicken cross, why did the chicken cross the Mobius strip to get to the same side? Bazinga! Yeah, Sheldon is the most memorable character.
Yeah.
If someone mentions Big Bang Theory on the street, you go, boom, Sheldon. He steals the show. He's always hilarious, especially in the episode where he overcomes his fear of birds. And then he starts crying when the bird
Come back here, you stupid bird, so I can love you.
That made me laugh a lot. He's just, it's the character that never changes, so he's always hilarious.
I know.
And
every line.
Honestly, I don't like watching the ending. It always brings me up to tears. It's just so sad.
It's so satisfactory, though. This whole 12 season, he's been so hard, and everybody's like, he gives those small things to make them feel like, oh yeah, it's alright, I know he doesn't mean it or something like that. But over this whole time, and there's the ending where he goes, I know I haven't been the friend you deserve, but no, in my way. I treasure you or something like that. And it's just so satisfactory. And it's just like, oh my God. Oh.
It brings you to tears, but the moment you've watched it, you're like, I need to rewatch the whole show.
Yeah, I've rewatched it like 5 to 7 times. I can't stop. I'm addicted. It's true. I am addicted. Me and Sam were having a conversation about drugs. Hard. Big Bang Theory is my drug. Oh. But yeah. Anything else to add, Rory?
That's all my points. Honestly.
My list would have been a bit different, but on the whole grand scheme of things, I probably would have had the Sheldon second, Howard first, and yeah. But thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. If you liked it, subscribe.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you didn't find the connection too bad. I mean, I know we had that part where the Alexa failed, but and oh wait, now it's heard me. But overall, this is how we're gonna have to do it because obviously coronavirus. But please tell your friends, tell your family, subscribe. And listen.
Just do it.
Listen to Roy. Just do it. And I hope you loved this.
Yeah.
But before I go, I've got a joke to tell you. Why did the electron The extra one walks into a bar and asks the barkeep, how much for a drink? And the barkeep said, for you, no charge. Buzzing!